All right, thank you for checking in. I'm going to talk to you today about religious freedom in the context of the recent school board decision on Tuesday night at the Northern York School Board, in which they decided 8-1, they made the right decision to not have an after-school Satan club in their elementary school. It was clearly the right decision. I made a different video yesterday about why you should go to school board meetings and the mindset and the reasons why you should do it and everything else. But today I want to look specifically at this particular issue because it raises an important question, an important issue that Christians really, we need to get our heads around this right. We need to understand rightly, biblically, what to do in these situations. Because religious freedom, freedom of religion, is a bedrock, core part of what it means to live in the United States of America. And it is a Christian idea. The idea of religious freedom is a Christian idea, period. You will not find that idea, the idea of religious freedom, in any other place other than places that have a heavy Christian influence. It is a Christian idea, freedom of religion. It comes from Christianity. And so if you are a believer, you need to take religious freedom seriously. They did not have religious freedom in ancient Rome, and that is why Jesus got killed. And that is why all the people in the book of Acts got killed, and for centuries, believers were getting killed. They didn't have religious freedom. It was a Christian idea that gave us what we call religious freedom now. We need to get it right. We need to understand it, and we need to know it well. And it came to a head at the school board meeting during public comment time over whether to have this Satan club in elementary school. In fact, that was probably the crux of the issue. Is in terms of what the actual debate was. The Satanists brought it up, and a lot of people calling themselves Christians brought it up. And they said, hey, well, I'm a Christian. I believe in religious freedom, and so we should have, I don't like the Satan Club, but we should allow it anyway. And that was a common line of thought during public comment time. And I'm sure if this gets challenged in court, which my understanding is that they've already put out some legal challenge, I'm sure that's going to be the line of argument that they make, that, hey, this is, it's a religious freedom issue. You can't discriminate. You have to let Satan Club in. They're a religion, and don't you believe in freedom? There was at least one guy at the school board meeting, apparently was a military veteran. I don't know him. I don't know what branch he served in, but he said, I went overseas and I defended the American way, the freedoms that we have, and I defended them. I forget if it was Iraq or Afghanistan, but one of these Muslim countries that has no freedom of religion at all. And he said, I defended that, and I think I have to defend it here too, even though I completely don't like it. And he got an applause. We're a patriotic bunch, and we support this. And I think there's something we need to get our heads around the right way. If we're going to address this the right way, if we're going to solve it the right way, if we are going to be Christian thinkers and looking biblically at how we interact with the world, we've got to get this right, okay? So, first of all, freedom of religion is a Christian idea. It's a Christian principle. It's one that Christian nations, and when I say Christian nations, I just mean nations that are heavily influenced by Christianity, either historically or even currently, or both, have always built up an ideal of religious freedom. And places that are not Christian or not heavily influenced by Christianity never have religious freedom. They just don't. All right? That's like I said, that's what put Jesus on the cross, is they didn't have religious freedom. He wasn't allowed to lead his new religion that he was doing. Now, I don't usually think of it as a religion, but you can follow my thought, right? When Paul was imprisoned, which he frequently was imprisoned, you can see it. One particular example is Acts chapter 24. He's on trial in the Roman court system. They're not a secular group like Americans have a secularized government, and that's a different issue which needs to be dismantled as well. We'll do that a different time. But they weren't secular in Rome. They were pagan. Somewhat of a difference. But he says this. He says, this I confess, Acts 24, verse 14. I confess to you that according to the way, which they call a sect, that's Christianity, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets, having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. He's laying out that this, I'm here about a religious issue. I believe the same religious stuff they believe. He's Jewish. He has the same background as them. Verse 16, so I always take pains to have a clear conscience, both toward God and man. Now, after several years, I came to bring alms to my nation and to present offerings. And while I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple without any crowd or tumult. Meaning he was peaceful. He was peacefully practicing his religion. That's what he's trying to say. But some Jews from Asia, and they ought to be here before you to make an accusation should they have anything against me. They weren't there. And then he said, I'll skip down to verse 21. Other than this one thing that I cried out while standing among them, saying, it is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you this day. But Felix, who is the governor in overseeing this trial in this hearing, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, and he goes on with it. But he's making an appeal to the court system of his day, to the governing body of his day. Not the same as our court system, not the same as our government, but he's talking to the government in which he lived. And he's saying, look, this is a religious issue. I'm not causing any trouble. I'm not hurting anybody. I didn't cause a riot or anything. In fact, the riot that did break out was their fault because they made up a bunch of lies and started shouting them about me. And they stirred up the riot. I just was a victim of it. And if you read through the previous couple chapters, you can see that. He's saying, look, I was peaceably assembling. I was peaceably practicing my religion. I shouldn't be on trial. That's the only reason I'm here is because these guys are trying to limit my religious freedom. And they have taken me to court and threatened all sorts of things about me. And if you follow this through, these Roman pagan magistrates side on Paul's side. And they say, look, you could go free. And he appeals to Caesar. And they said, hey, you would have been set free already if you hadn't appealed to Caesar. He appealed to Caesar not because they had ruled against him, but because they wanted, he thought if they let him free where he was, the Jews would kill him the moment he was out of their custody. He appealed to Caesar for his own safety. He also wanted to go to Rome, and this gave him a free ride on a prison ship to Rome. And Paul's thinking as a missionary is exemplary, and we can learn a lot from him. But the point is, he made an argument for religious freedom. His argument won the day, and it was a good argument, and it's a biblical argument. And then he tells the people in Philippi and a few other places that they should follow his example, all right? Religious freedom is a Christian principle in the Bible. The earliest Christians argued in favor of it, okay? So it's a Christian idea, and they argued that at great cost and against all sorts of persecution. So that's just giving you the framework here. Christianity is pro-freedom. It is pro-religious freedom. We are for religious freedom. It's not our main thing. Our main thing is Jesus, but Jesus is here to set you free from the law of sin and death. He is here to set you free, and you're to make disciples of all the nations. So if your nation doesn't even allow you the freedom to walk with Christ, well, then we got some major discipleship work to do with our nation, don't we? Okay, our nation, praise the Lord, was founded on these Christian principles, a core among them being religious freedom. So this brings us to Satanism in elementary school. Since we believe in freedom and religious freedom, and Satanism is a religion, as horrible of a one as it is a religion. So should Christians, to be faithful and true to our Christianity, should we support this? Should we say, hey, it's freedom of religion. We don't have to like it, but it's free to happen. And my answer to you is no. Freedom of religion does not include Satanism in your elementary school. It doesn't. And if you think it does, you have a bad understanding of Christianity, a bad understanding of the Bible, a bad understanding of freedom, a bad understanding of religious freedom, and a bad understanding of Satanism too. You're incorrect. I'm hoping that I can correct that way of thinking. All right. Now, if you are not a Christian and you are just a secularist who believes in freedom and you think freedom and liberty, that's what it's all about, well, hey, I do too. I believe in freedom and liberty, but I know that those things come from God. And if you eliminate God and go secular, then you don't have anything to hook that idea to. There's no foundation for it. You're just saying freedom for the sake of freedom, and that will fall flat. It will always lead to bondage. The freedom that you have is in Christ. If you are not in Christ, you are not really free. And any freedom that you have, you owe to Christ. And if you do not give him credit and you do not give him glory, and in fact, and instead you undermine him with Antichrist, with Satanism, then you will lose your freedoms. And you will deserve to lose them because you didn't find your freedom in Christ, and therefore you lost your freedom because you didn't have the foundation of it. All right. So Satanism in the elementary school, if you were at that meeting and you spoke up against Satanism in elementary school, you are on the side of God's word. All right. People might argue with you and claim that you're not a real conservative and freedom of religion is purely free and absolute and everything else. And they're incorrect, biblically speaking. All right. I'll give you two ways to think of this. One, another thing core to modern America, core to the United States of America historically and up to the present day, is freedom of the press, right? First Amendment, same amendment that tells us the government can't infringe on our religion, also says it can't infringe on our press. All right. Also, this is also a Christian way of thinking. I'll go into that sometime. But look, Christianity is the basis for freedom of the press, just like it is for freedom of religion. So we believe in freedom of the press. Our government has a press. The government has a press. It prints things. It has printed materials. It has far too many printed materials, in my opinion. Just gazillions, millions, and millions of pages of things. And we have the National Archives and stuff. So does this mean that our government, because if we believe in freedom of the press, does this mean our government should produce and print documents that undermine freedom of the press? And that they have freedom of the press. They can write up a bill and publish it that says no more freedom of the press. And they have the freedom of the press to print such a thing, because who can stop them from printing it? It's freedom of the press. No, you can't use your freedom to undermine the basis of your freedom, right? It's common sense. It's common sense. You can't use this free ticket to freedom as a way to actively, proactively undermine and destroy the very freedom that you're standing on. You can't cut off the branch you're sitting on, in other words. All right, Satanism is going to directly attack Christianity. In fact, the Satanic Temple, which is the nonsense, evil entity, organization that's trying to start this Satan Club at Northern School District, their whole thing is they want to undermine Christianity. They specifically target schools that have good news clubs. Good News Clubs is a Child Evangelism Fellowship, an incredible missionary organization around the world. It's just absolutely incredible. I have met and know and friends with several CEF missionaries and families, and my wife was led to Christ through CEF, an incredible ministry. And so the Satan Temple, the Satan Club, specifically targets schools that have these Bible clubs and Good News Clubs in them, because they are here to undermine Christianity, and they say so often. All right, that's why they are here. That's their stated purpose. It's their stated reason why they went to Northern. It's stated reason why they do it in all these places. They're trying to undermine Christianity. Well, if Christianity is the basis for religious freedom, and it is, we would not have it without Christianity, and you want to undermine Christianity, then you're also undermining religious freedom. So why should we allow under the guise, under the banner of religious freedom, why should we allow our religious freedom to be directly undermined in the name of religious freedom? It's ridiculous. It's evil. It's wicked. It's deceitful. It's Satanism. What do you expect? Okay, it's deceitful. He's a liar, and you know what? That was exactly the point that most of the people who went up front said the other day at the meeting. They said, "Look, this is just deceitful." On one hand, it says "Hail Satan" and stuff in the literature, and on the other hand, it says we don't really believe in Satan. We're not really trying to convert you to Satanism and worshiping Satan and all this stuff. We're just nice, friendly people. And blah, 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 nonsense and lies, and it's obvious lies. And if it were allowed in, if it were just a direct lies allowed in to be promoted by the school on the school property, then they would be undermining their entire basis of religious freedom that this Satan Club wants to use. They want to use that so-called freedom in order to undermine you and I's freedom. It is tyranny. It is a direct attack. It is clever. It is crafty. And Satan is the most crafty of all the created creatures, right? Genesis 3, verse 1. So, yeah, of course it's crafty and clever. of course, it sounds good on one hand, and oh yeah, we should be free people, and we have to accept people who believe different. All these little arguments that sound all crafty and clever, that's exactly what they are. They're crafty, clever-sounding arguments that are lies, and they are lies from Satan. And it's pretty obvious when it's called the Satan Club. Usually he's a little cleverer than that, a little more deceptive, a little better disguised than that. But hey, it's pretty obvious, right? And once you know the truth, it becomes obvious no matter what the club is called. So that's one reason why religious freedom does not mean Satanism in the elementary school. Another reason is, look, there's no law saying they're not allowed to be Satanists. They have religious freedom. They have freedom. They walk around in public at public comment, talking into a public microphone loudly, declaring Satanism. And they have a Facebook page. They have freedom of the press. They have literature. They have all their stuff. They have meetings. One of the ladies said, I'm not even a Satanist, but you're welcome to come to my house and have your Satan club there. Like, it's public. They are not being persecuted. They are not being thrown in jail for their religion, like Christians are all over the world right now and have been historically since Christ. He said, they persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. Okay, so look, this is America. We do have freedom of religion. We have so much freedom of religion that you can even be satanic in this country and get away with it. And people will boo you and mock you and call you a liar and call you a Satanist, and that's an insult. But if you call yourself a Satanist, then I guess it's true. It's not. It's both an insult and it's true, right? So they have total freedom. Does that freedom mean that they have some automatic right to use a public property that is owned by taxpayers and paid for by taxpayers? Does that mean we are obligated to let them use our stuff and our space? It does not mean that. Freedom of religion does not mean freedom for any religious group to walk in and demand use of public property. Does not give them that right. The Good News Clubs ask permission, and they get permission because the school district recognizes that this club has something good to offer, and we think it's worthwhile to have it in our building. And when the Good News Club shows up and asks for use of the building, you don't get 500 angry parents coming in saying how evil it is, because it's not evil, because the community recognizes that it's not evil, and they say, sure, absolutely. And in fact, the grades go up, the students behave better, and it's Christianity. They're salt and light in their world, and the world gets a little bit better every time Christianity grows. So, of course, the school has the absolute right to let them in. But just because they let one group in does not mean they have to let every group in. And they have a duty. The school board has a duty. The administrators have a duty, an extraordinarily important duty, to take and to take it seriously, and to look and say, who's coming into our building? Who is getting influence on our children? Who are we promoting? By putting them and giving them space in the building, they're promoting it. They're offering something that they would have to pay rent for otherwise, and they're offering it for free. They're aiding, they're building a religion, okay? They are promoting it if they do that, and they have a duty to look over it closely, just like they have to do background checks and everything else, just like if the teachers had a history of some sort or were known for saying horrible or doing horrible things, they would either not be hired or they'd be fired or they'd be put on probation or whatever. It's a duty. It's an extraordinarily important duty. And Jesus says that if you cause one of these little ones to sin, it would be better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the ocean. These teachers are taken seriously. The school board took it seriously. 8-1, they took it seriously. And they said, now we don't think we should promote Satanism in our school building, to make it available and make it known that it's here. No, we don't think we should do that. They're not saying the Satanists have to go to jail. They're not saying they have to be exiled and deported. They're not saying that the Satanists don't have rights. They're not saying any of that. Satanists are welcome to be Satanists. And the Satanists, if the kid in elementary school is raised by satanic parents and the little elementary first grader says, I'm a Satanist, he's allowed to go to school and say he's a Satanist, just like the Christian's allowed to go to school and say he's a Christian, all right? But they've drawn the line and said, yeah, but you can't just have our space for free, and we don't want to give you that. You go home and be a Satanist. You can go to somebody else's house and be a Satanist. You can come here and be a Satanist, but we're not going to reserve space for you just to promote it as Satanism. And they're perfectly reasonably within the bounds of absolute American religious freedom, which is a Christian idea, and to still say no to the Satan Club in the elementary school. All right, to many of you, that's obvious. To others, it's obvious. It's not obvious, and Satan's arguments are very crafty. And just understand, have a biblical worldview, a biblical perspective on these things, and recognize that freedom of religion does not mean that we should promote the undermining of religious freedom. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that we should promote it. Okay, the school board is right to have taken their stand. They are right, and I hope they double down. I hope they promote heavier. I hope they promote the Good News Club and the Bible Venture Club more in response to these Satanists, in order to build up the religious freedom foundation that we have, that these guys are directly trying to undermine. All right, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Stand against Satan and his schemes and his wickedness. Stand up. Love your neighbors. Love your neighbor's children. Love your enemies in Jesus' name. And stand against Satanism because it's wicked. God bless you. We'll talk some more on some other stuff later.